Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today.
Let's face it, you deserve a vacation. It's been a tough spring and summer, but with a changing of the seasons comes a desire to take a deep breath, hit the road, and perhaps see some autumn colors. Yes, things are definitely trickier these days, but there are plenty of ways to enjoy our time off, and we're going to tell you how to do it safely. So let's start by looking at the overall travel picture today. Americans are still banned from entering many countries, and even in the U.S., some states are requiring American travelers to undergo a 2-week quarantine. No wonder that in one survey conducted by the Travel Leaders Network, 43% of respondents said they wouldn't travel again until 2021. But plenty of people are still on the move, whether by plane, train, or car. To find out how to do it safely, we talked to Dr. Sue Bailey. Not only is she the president of the American Medical Association, she's also an allergist and an immunologist. Here's what Dr. Bailey had to say. Dr. Bailey, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
For people who are hoping to take a fall vacation, what is the general outlook? Do you recommend people not travel and take staycations, or is travel okay?
I think every family has to decide what's best for them. In general, anytime you leave the house, you're going to increase your risk of contracting coronavirus. Unfortunately, it's still contagious and shows no sign of disappearing. And we strongly urge everyone to stay vigilant in taking all the necessary precautions to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Staycations would definitely be the safest, but there are safer ways to travel. I think the most important thing is to plan. Find out if there are any restrictions at the location that you're considering, if there are any, what the case numbers are there, and how easy will it be for you to maintain physical distancing, wear your masks, and keep your hands clean while you're traveling.
Are there certain limits that we should be setting around eating out or sightseeing or staying in new places?
We still need to continue to protect ourselves and others by practicing physical distancing, wearing a mask, washing your hands or using hand sanitizer. And typically when eating out or sightseeing, the factor that's the most variable is the physical distancing part. Will you have to be inside in close quarters with other people? Will you be able to be outside, or will you have to be in crowded places? According to the CDC, the lowest travel risks are traveling by car and not stopping, only travel with members of your immediate household, bring your own food and drinks, staying at a vacation rental, or maybe even camping with your own equipment. That may not sound like much fun if you're not a camper, but that's definitely the safest way to go. But if you want to stay in a hotel, check with them first to see what they're doing to protect guests from contracting COVID-19.
Are there effective guidelines for staying in a hotel? For example, what makes a good hotel in this environment?
A good hotel is one that cleans the rooms, obviously, very aggressively, but also enables its guests to physically distance while they're in the hotel. Contactless check-in. Ways to not have to share close quarters in elevators. And many of the large chains and the small ones are doing that too.
Do you have any recommendations for staycations?
Most of us live within a car trip without having to stay overnight of some wonderful places. As we go into the fall season, the weather is nice. There's lots to sightsee. And do hiking, scenic drives, looking at fall color. There could be a lot of fun things to do without involving a long trip.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate everything you're doing.
Well, thank you and stay safe.
What great advice from Dr. Bailey. It makes me want to rethink my fall plans. So here's something good for today. We can all have a great fall vacation, even in this time of COVID. We may have to modify our itinerary a little bit, but there are plenty of places we can safely travel to and plenty of things to do. Perhaps a hiking trip or a driving tour of the autumn leaves. Our country is truly America the Beautiful this time of year. And if you decide to do a staycation, there may be things to do right in your backyard. Now, no matter where you go, keep in mind two concepts. One, of course, is physical distancing. That's the hallmark for everything. And as Dr. Bailey recommends, plan, plan, plan. If you think through all aspects of your trip ahead of time, you can be sure to have a safe, fun, and renewing vacation. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.